and playing a key part of that is the Snowden team. And Pete's online. Morning to you, mate.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. You've been on radio a number of times talking about Redzel, that it's just taken a little bit of extra time. Are you happy going into today?
I am happy, Andrew. I think this week's probably the best week I've seen. Kevin's reaction on Tuesday morning is exactly what we wanted to see. He said he's never worked better than this morning, so that's music to our ears. And but look at the horse, too. He looks ready now. So hopefully the extended time he had off, it just took a little bit longer to get him back into racing shape. But I'm confident today that he'll see the best.
The plan after today, Pete?
Oh, look, a good run today, Ronnie says he's over 10,000. Yep. If he doesn't run as well as he should, we'll have a good talk about what we do with him.
Okay.
Just with him, Pete, is he a horse today that you want to use him?
That's his natural style, Andrew. I think it's... He's a go-force sort of horse, so no doubt he'll be up on his feet.
Yeah, you've got a couple of other runners at Eagle Farm. This two-year-old Utai Synergy resuming. What do you say about him?
Yeah, look, he's looked good. He works very good. The trials have been good. I would have liked to have seen Karen just do a bit more on her in the trial the other day. I just wanted to sort of really put under race pressure last hurdle to see how she responded. And he said that she's gone. He was really happy the way she was. I just want to see it on race day, because the first start was disappointing, that she was slow out. She did have a race. And to give the squeeze up, she sort of got charging with him. So hopefully she steps today and she gets that on-speed position and just see what she pulls out late. Because it's not a bad field, actually. There's a couple of handy horses there.
Yeah, there is. And race 8, Napoleon Solo. He looks a nice horse.
He's a really nice horse. I've liked him for a long time. And just you sort of, you know, the wrong time of the season, he came a bit late. And the better races were sort of a preparation away. So that's why I did what I did last time. And all the way thinking about Brisbane. Look, I'm not sure he can stay a Derby trip, but these races we're running him, we'll find out along the way how strong he's going to be at the end of it when he gets up over it. But good race today for him. I thought his first run was very good here today. I was really pleased with that. Before I thought he would do. But this race sets that well for today, and being Eagle Farm is another reason why I took her away to give him a run on a big track and a trip away. He hasn't been away from the stable before, so a few things to learn about him today, but hopefully he can run well. There's top weight's going to be hard to beat, but just want to see a good strong run and be good late with him.
This day at Hawkesbury has been a good day for you in the past. You start with Creator, who was, I think we have to be very forgiving there first up.
Yeah, look, nothing went right there. Put blinkers on him, and probably that was always going to be the case later on, but just if we're going to get to Brisbane, we need to see something today, so I just haven't panicked, but just want to see him do something today, because his work's been sharp. He's working Tuesday, the blinkers was very good, and doing a touch awkward, but I think there's been a couple come out, I've heard, so eight horse feels not too bad, and we just want to see him do something today. If he's going to go to Brisbane, he's going to do something.
Yep. Race 6, Spending to Win. He needs a few favours from the draw, but he is an 1,100-metre specialist.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a perfect race for him. Just would have liked it just drawn a bit better than that. But saying that, there's good speed, and he can come behind. Probably one of his best wins is with the Sunshine Coast. He sat back midfield, and he just blew them away. Admittedly, it wasn't a strong race, but he did react off ridden quietly. So we can find just a bit of cover there somewhere for a while. It certainly helped his chances, because he's very fresh at the moment. Wouldn't want to sort of set him alight too much early, because, you know, bringing him back, he'll just overdo it. So it'll be intention to ride from just off the speed today.
The Guineas are Military Zone. He finds a pretty quick race here, so he might be suited. And I thought it was a bit of an on-pace track there at Gosford. I thought he was okay.
I think he did a good job. He got a long, long way back first. I thought he would get a better draw today. And 7 furlong speed, I think he could be a lot closer. I would think he'd be probably only 3 pairs the most. And he needs to be 2, because he's got a couple of smart ones there. He's got to run down. So the horse is going well. I've always thought a bit of him. And no doubt we'll find a bit more about that today.
Wazi there as well. She deserves a few breaks.
Yeah, look, had no luck, Ronnie. She's just been terribly unlucky over the days. Yeah, we've been waiting for this race quite a while for her. And I thought that was the telling point with her last start there. Actually, the second horse and her both went for the same run at the same time. And she just come second behind that. Gets another chance. She pulled up well through the week. She had a really good foundation put into her, so I've got no problems backing her up in a week. She was in work 3.5 months before she started, so she had a good base put into her, and really she was on a stand the other day, so better luck today. She's not out of the race.
And you finish with Signor Fox. He's a nice race for him. He dry track. It looks a good race for him.
Yeah, look, the intention was to take him to the Guineas 2, but I just thought he's just 1,300 metres. I think Beam is exactly the right distance. And coming back at Cog's probably going to help him as well. So he needs to win one, and he gets his chance, I feel, in this race today.
Beautiful.
All right, well, good luck with them all. Pete, where are you playing today?
I'll be out of Hawkesbury. Paul's getting up to Brisbane today, so hopefully we have some luck somewhere.
You've had some good success at Hawkesbury, mate. You like targeting this sort of meeting with a couple?
Yeah, well, back to the Dali days, it was just like...
Yeah.
We trained just not far from there, so we always supported the club, and you're right, we did have some good luck there. It was always a good carnival for a lot of reasons. It sort of springboarded horses from there to Brisbane, and they went on and won. It did quite well, so it was just a good launching pad, especially the young horses. You get a good feel from them to see how they're going to stand up against better horses later.
Yep, understand. All right, mate, good luck today with all of them.
Appreciate it, guys. Good luck to you too.